This is the Cinematic Sound Radio Spotlight.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound Radio and the Cinematic Sound Radio Spotlight. As we continue our look at five awesome composers who need to be scoring Hollywood films. My name is Eric Woods and I'm your host. And the last composer we're going to hear from is one with a personal connection to this show. Composer David Cusina is a friend of mine. We actually met on a few occasions to discuss film music and whatnot. Cusina is also Cinematic Sound Radio's in-house composer, if you will. And I hope David doesn't mind me giving him that little title. He's graciously provided Cinematic Sound Radio with its own unique musical voice for the past couple of years. When I retired the 20th Century Fox fanfare from the beginning of each program and replaced it with a custom fanfare David wrote for me. Over the past few years, David has written some super variations on that theme, whether for my Christmas or Halloween episodes or the In the Spotlight theme, which you heard off the top of this program. I'm so honored to have him writing music for me. It's a great thrill whenever I get to hear a new piece by David. In addition to the fanfare, he's written some spectacular music, and it's sad to see such a fantastic talent go unused or unnoticed. So I hope that in some small way this program can bring some exposure to David's wonderful work. So, who is David Cusina? Well, David grew up with music in his home and was exposed at a very early age to a broad spectrum of music genres. But it was the orchestral music, specifically soundtracks, that resonated most with him. At 10 years of age, David began playing the piano and composing. In high school, he played in several concert bands and jazz orchestras that led him to pursuing music at York University in the late 80s, where he studied under David Mott for jazz theory and James Tenney for composition. While at York, David scored several student films and became more focused on music for film. Upon graduating, David provided more music for friends' films and was one of two composers considered for scoring Paris, France in 1992. The decade also saw the composer provide orchestral arrangements for some rock pop songs as well. In 1998, David scored three short films for Toronto independent filmmaker David Sutherland, including My Father's Hands, which met with great critical reception. The composer's score was also nominated for a Golden Sheaf Award later that year. David also scored Marilyn Gray's Vicious Cycles later that year. In 2004, David was the finalist in the Yamaha Music Production Contest for the film scoring category judged by Matrix composer Don Davis. In 2008, David was awarded finalist in the Notion Realize Music Challenge in the Professor Composer category with his Musashi Suite for Orchestra. The panel of judges included the renowned concert composer John Corigliano and film composer Carter Burwell. David's style, while admittedly eclectic, leans towards early to mid-20th century orchestral music with a touch of jazz harmonies. The composer has been actively involved in electronic music since 1985, when he purchased his first synthesizer. David's film music influences are John Williams, Jerry Goldsmith, Bernard Herrmann, Lalo Schifrin, John Barry, and Elliot Goldenthal, and his orchestral influences are Mahler, Prokofiev, Shostakovich, Stravinsky, Debussy, Ravel, and minimalist composer John Adams. Now, we are going to present a lengthy suite of David's music for you, varying in many different styles. You'll hear everything from John Barry, Jerry Goldsmith, James Horner, Alex North, Bernard Herrmann-inspired music, to 70s-style jazz scoring, which is closer to David's own musical voice. This stuff is fantastic. And, of course, David's samples and virtual orchestral libraries is pretty impressive as well. So, I love this stuff, and I really, really hope you do as well. And now, music composed by David Cosina. Thank you very much for listening to this very program as we've presented for you five awesome composers who need to be scoring Hollywood films. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.